So I live in Roxbury, a little bit over that way. And we have a lot of issues in our community that face the Black, Latino, and Cape Verdean people of Roxbury, Dorchester, and Mattapan. We respect the movement that you've done, and so far are in agreement. And are in agreement with much of what you have to say. But I'd like to ask a question to the crowd. You can answer or not, or just think about it. Is this movement a movement for white people?
No!
Thank you. Well, we have some grave concerns in Roxbury, Dorchester, Mattapan. Some of you may know 51 people have been murdered this year, much of which has happened in a 2-mile radius from where I live. Many of those people are people I know who are no longer with us. We have a question in the community, which is, where does the gun come from? If we really think about it, a lot of these corporations that we're talking about, it's all the same thing. The interest to control war, the interest to control prisons, the interest to control the courts, the interest to control the police, the interest to control the banks, they're all the same people. Now, right here in Boston, I don't know if you really know the Boston Police Department. Some of you might be a little upset because of what occurred the other evening. I just want to read a couple of things specifically on the Boston Police. So the Boston Police Department has killed 5 people in 1988 alone. 4 out of the 5 were black. Boston Police Department killed 6 people between 1995 and November 2000. The Boston Police Department killed 8 people between November 2000 and September 2002. The Boston Police Department killed 2 people between June 2004 and July 2004. The Boston Police Department killed 4 people from 2005 to the present. What did all those people have in common? They're all black, Latino, and Cape Verdean. And when I say killed, I mean shot and killed. Not oops, killed by mistake, like the young lady at the Red Sox game who was obviously accidentally killed because she was killed with a weapon that's not even intended to kill. Or a mistake of a young man who was apprehended and suffered a respiratory condition while in police custody and died outside of the Boston Garden. Those are accidents. What our people suffer are purposeful and part of a larger pattern. I want to talk to you a little bit about the banks. Bank of America right around the corner. Many people know about Bank of America. How many people know about the slave trade and the Bank of America's involvement and being named in the reparations lawsuit because the Bank of America was one of the banks that directly profited from the slave trade, the trade of my people? And when we talk about organizations like this and we talk about slavery, some people like to use it, oh, it's like slavery. No, it's not. And to do so is to diminish what happened with the transatlantic African slave trade that happened in this country and was one of the ways the wealth of this country was built up. Not to mention the theft of the land that were on everywhere from Massachusetts to California by the native people who first were on this land, who you can't even hardly find anymore. So that's genocide and extermination. I want to expand a little bit about some of the issues that this group is talking about. Because if you're talking about unemployment, and now you're pissed off about unemployment, you're pissed off about the banks, my people been pissed off. When you look at the unemployment rates, you look at any of the unemployment rates for white people, it's double that for black people. The last record, the last numbers that came out in the state of Massachusetts, I believe in 2004, were almost tripled. In Massachusetts, whites were unemployed at a rate of 4.6, blacks at 14 point something, Latinos at 12 point something. So there's a lot of critical issues, and why I come here today, because normally I organize in my community. I wouldn't attend to organize an event like this. I wouldn't come and address a group of people that I see that majority don't look like me. May not share some of my personal concerns. I made it a point to come down here to address these issues with you and encourage you to not only occupy this space, but occupy other spaces. And one of the reasons that the black movement of working class and poor people has not linked with the movements of white working class and poor people is because often, as black people, I can say, we don't think the white people give a damn about what we're going through. Because we often see rallies for stop wearing fur, don't club baby seals, save the whales. But ain't nobody talking about save the black babies. When we talk about money that's made in this country, we have to look at the economic positioning and the prison industrial complex. Privatized prisons are making billions of dollars in this country. Who is feeding the prison industrial complex? Largely my people. Young black and Latino men that are going in prison at rates disproportionate to every other group. And is that by accident? Is that because we commit more crimes than average people? No, it's by design. And once again, you have a merger of the economic forces with the forces of criminal justice in this country to demonize us. So I say to what you went through the other night, I give you kudos for that, but I tell you it's a drop in the bucket of what my people have been dealing with in this country and in this city for far too long. So I encourage you to not only occupy Boston here in Boston proper, come to the hood. Come to Roxbury, Dorchester, Mattapan. You're talking about foreclosures? We can take you to the areas where foreclosures happen, where they disproportionately impacted people of color all throughout Roxbury and Dorchester and Mattapan.
Thank God.
You want to talk about economic injustice? We can go to where people cannot get a job even with the proper credentials. You think college students have a hard time getting a job? Talk to those who were affected by Corey Law. And Corey Reform did not even address the juvenile issues. So we need to expand upon what we're talking here. Figure out ways that the working class and the poor black and Latino and Cape Verdean people of the city can find assistance and help. Yes. Not even asking, how can we get more people of color down here? How can we get more white people to where the people of color are at? And anytime anybody talks to you about camping out in public space in Boston, I can tell you a group that's been camping out in public for a long time, and they do so every day and every night, and there was never an issue made and nobody give a damn, and that's the homeless people who live in Boston Commons every day. And while senators and representatives and the governor himself, all the lawmakers and legislators and lobbyists walk right over them every day to go to the Golden Dome. Right around the corner from City Hall, you talking about problems with Menino? He lives in Hyde Park. How about Occupy Hyde Park? Woo! Commissioner Davis, why don't you go occupy the square where they have Boston Police Headquarters? There's a park right behind it. Woo! Come to the hood, occupy Franklin Park. Occupy the vacant lots in my community. Although you will have to do a cleanup because it won't be like here. We have heroin needles and stuff strewn about. Condoms and broken bottles. Come, help us clean up the hood. Help us bring our attention and energy to the issues that have been long ignored. Because when we talk about this 99%, I will submit that no people have suffered in this country like my people. When I say my people, I mean all people of color. Black, Latino, Native American, Cape Verdean, and Asian. If you know the story about how the railroad got built, if you know the story of how this land that was stolen got built up, this was on the backs of my people. And part of this discussion too, how many are familiar with the term reparations? See, because I want what's mine. I want the money that's owed to my ancestors for the blood, sweat, and tears that they toiled on this land with nothing and for nothing, and still can't get a piece of the American dream, even though this is the America that we built up. My last point, and I'm going to really leave you with this. If you are serious about this movement, this is not a 1 week, a 2 week affair. This is a lifelong affair. And it's not just important to be here with it, but wherever you're from, take the movement back with you. Malcolm X was one time asked, they said it in a movie one time, a young white girl, college student, said, how can I help? And he dismissed her. And an afterthought, him and other revolutionaries said that we always have to find a place for white people in our movement. Not to lead our movement, not to come tell us what we want and what we need, but you are the best ambassadors that we can have for other white people. Because you know you got some crazy white people out there. And if you are truly the sane ones, and if you are the ones who are cared about truth, justice, and equality, then it's your mission to go convince those other white people who will listen to you before they listen to me. In some cases, it may be your mommy and daddy. In other cases, it may be your co-workers or people where you live around. But you gotta take this message for truth, justice, and equality. Take it to where you slavery and whatnot, any kind of form of rebellion or civil disobedience in this country was built on the backs, once again, of my people. And you want to talk about police brutality and police repression? I got people right now who in jail who ain't coming home from the 60s, the 70s. And that's what's really going on. Troy Davis, I'm glad people mentioned it. We got to stay abreast to each other's issues. You could be our strongest ally to bring your energy to some of our issues in the most affected areas in the city of Boston. Occupy Boston, I say Blackupy Boston. I say occupy the hood. Occupy Roxbury, occupy Dorchester, occupy Mattapan. You want to get with me? I got cards. My phone number, 617-297-7721, blackstonian@verizon.net. Blackstonian like Black Bostonian. Peace, thank you for your time. I'm sorry to interrupt your process. Please continue. Peace.